Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio once again, lifting up the name of Jesus. That's what we're here for, is to lift his name up and to praise him and worship him and to get the gospel of Christ out. And we want to welcome all of our new listeners from all over the world. We thank God for each of you. And the Facebook listeners can put their prayer requests and their praise reports in the comments below, and we'll get back with you. And I want everybody to be praying for my husband's cousin's little baby. It's still in the hospital in California, and she's back on a vent, and they're withholding her feeding. So we need everybody to pray for little Callie and lift her up to God and ask God to touch her and heal her. The devil's a liar. The Lord's brought her a long ways already. She was a pound and something when she was born, and now she's up 3 pounds and something last time I heard from them. So just continue to pray for her. My brother Larry needs healing in his body, and God to move on other things for him. And Pauline Grisby said that she wanted everybody to pray for her, pray for 9 little children that she knows of. So just lift these little kids up to the Lord and ask God to touch them. And Sherry Warnock says to please pray for me. I'm having some tests done this afternoon. So let's remember her. And Mamie McDowell said to pray for her sister-in-law, Hannah. They took her to the hospital the other day. She's expecting another baby, and she's got 2 little small kids at home. And they told her that she had pneumonia, and they sent her back home. And I think they said she had a blood clot in her lung. So remember her and pray that God will touch that blood clot and dissolve it, and that she'll be back home with her babies, and that God will protect the unborn baby and her. And remember Ann Hagen. She said her sister has a mass. The doctors think that it's cancer, and she's already got 4 family members that have cancer, and but the one that has been that the doctors think that she has cancer, her name is Becky. Just remember her and just pray that God will touch her and heal her. And our subject for today is coming out of John 15 verse 4. And I'm going to read a little bit here, and then we'll get the other ones on. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. And, you know, I was just thinking, we have to be abiding in the Lord and the Lord abiding in us If we don't, then that means that we don't have his spirit in us. And we are none of his is what Romans, we are none of Christ is what Romans 8:9 says. So it's important that we have the spirit of Christ working in us, dwelling in us. And when we have the spirit of God dwelling in us, then there will be love, because God is love. And another thing that I was thinking on was, you know, we can't bring forth fruit except we being grafted in Jesus Christ. We got to have Christ in us before we can bring forth that fruit. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. I'm going to read a few verses right here. And then we're going to get Brother James to come on or have Tim to sing. I am the true vine. It's in John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that is beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, or in other words, he prunes it, and it may bring forth more fruit. We're supposed to be fruit bearers. You know, people are to be able to tell us from the sinners. We need to be bearing fruit where people can see what kind of fruit we are bearing. We need to be bearing that good fruit, not the evil. And verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. You know, Jesus is that vine. And if we're connected to that vine, then we're going to be bearing fruit, good fruit. No more can ye accept, ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. And you know, we can't do nothing without the Lord. He's the one that gives us breath every morning to wake up. He's the one that gives us our health and strength. And we can't do anything without him. Verse 6 says, if any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. So we're talking about bearing fruit tonight and having the Spirit of God in us. And what was you going to sing right now, Tim?
Yeah.
We're going to get Tim to come around. And I just asked everybody to share this broadcast out and to like it. And so we can get the gospel out farther and tell all your family and friends about the broadcast. And I just want to thank God that he's been healing people, that everybody's been praying for, that we've been requesting prayer for. God's been touching them and healing them. And I just thank God for it. And I thank God for the ones that have committed their lives to him, that have gotten saved. Just pray for them that they'll keep going and getting stronger in the Lord and doing what the Lord had have them to do and be about their Father's business. I see that we got a caller in here, so let me get him on the line, and then Tim is going to come around and sing a few songs. 205, come on, let me tell who you are and where you're at.
That's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I am looking forward to this, because this tells us everything we got to do to bring forth
and
fruit that's meet
yes.
for God. And
amen.
Without him, we will bring no fruit that will keep us from getting into that lake of fire.
That's right.
Praise
the Lord. I'm going to get Tim to come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get you to obey the Lord.
Okay, sis.
Praise the Lord. Everybody just keep your minds upon the Lord. I know the Lord's wanting to do something for everybody out there tonight. If at any time you feel like praying during this service, just give it to God and cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. And so I just want to welcome everybody in here once more and just tell everybody to just obey the Lord. Lord wants you to raise your hands up. Whatever He bids you to do, you need to do it.
Yes. Obey that Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Okay, He's coming around here. Had to get his stuff kind of together here. Ready? Praise the Lord.
We all need a Savior, and there's only one. And I'm not heaven. Jesus Christ, God's Son. He prayed our sin day and won our freedom. We all need a Savior and the only one.
We've been lied to. We've been deceived. We've been told that from your heart you want to all be. But there's God in heaven that we will answer to. And on the day of judgment, what will He say to you? We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Let us come heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sin and won our freedom. We all need a Savior, and He's the only one. You may feel like you have it all. Hold it tight or turn, and you feel your back is against the wall. There's a searching for something to keep the wound in you. The answer is Jesus, and He gives His life to you. We all need a Savior. And there's only one that comes from heaven, Jesus Christ, our Son. He prayed our sin and won our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see. Bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all the shadows that fall across my path, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than my confusion, God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see. Bigger than all the giants, the spirit of believing. God is bigger than any mountain that I cannot see.
I was able to lay down and sleep at night. I just thank God for that. Brother Miles, you want to go ahead and obey the Lord?
Oh, yeah. I tell you that song. Out there tonight, you don't know how it feels that when you lay your head on your pillow at night, that everything about your spirit, your soul, is all right with God. Friends, tonight, let me tell you, there's a way to find out, and that's just to seek out our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died for you.
Amen.
Glory to God. I tell you what, I don't know about everybody else, but see, there's times that I had to come back again and come back again, and I'd fall down sometimes. You all heard these stories. But praise God, he just like it says in Jeremiah there, put you back on the potter's wheel. He won't throw the old clay away.
Amen.
Glory to God, but he'll fashion you over. Hallelujah, God. And you can know how it feels to know everything about you is all right with God, to know your life's lined up with his word, to know you got something that money can't buy. Glory to God, one of these days, all these billionaires, they'd give all that if they could just get that feeling. Just know they're all right.
Yes.
No matter what happened, they know they got a God that loved them that much that he would give his own life, suffer, bleed, and die for us. And we come trusting in that precious blood. This one drop on you, glory to God, can wash your soul whiter than snow, glory to God. And it's
good,
you know, you got to be something for God. I don't want to just know God and accept God.
Amen.
I
want
to do something for God. I want to be one that's not ashamed to get out and go pray for people in Walmart or wherever I'm if they need prayer. I run into people from churches. I run up, hug their necks, and tell them, well, I love them. And you know, that's what Jesus does to us. When we come to
Amen.
Him, he will fall on you. He'll love on you. He'll let you know I'm accepting you. Yes, I know everything you've done, but I'm willing to forgive you. I'm willing to accept you. Start you a new life. Glory to God. A walk with the Savior, a praise God, is a walk that's worth taking, friend. Glory to God.
Yes.
But when we come to him, we got to do stuff too. You know, it ain't just come in and pray and, yes, I got forgiven and stop there. Because this
that's right.
I'm going to start at that first verse. Chapter 15 of Big John is where we're coming out of. You got your Bibles. It said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. See, it's God that spoke Jesus. Believe it or not, Jesus is the Word of God. And it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus Christ, when you see him come back in that sky, you don't have to look for the Father. The Father's in him. Glory to God. He's one that spoke that word. Hallelujah, God. It made flesh and dwelt among us. He's the husbandman. He's the one that set all this in motion. And Jesus Christ is the true righteousness of God that came to earth to win our soul.
Amen.
And he said, every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I've heard them say that that purging is where they prune you. But I got a new I think it's like we used to raise our gardens. And you put the right amount of fertilizer, that good old 13, whatever it was we put down. It make everything grow and run up and bring forth a lot of fruit, you know, if it was fertilized right. But he's talking about he's heard you. He'll give you more of his spirit, more of the Holy Ghost, that you can bring forth more fruit. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. You know, let's say, people may say out there, well, they don't preach it like that at our church. Then find one that believes the Word of God. Because the Word of God says exactly what I'm reading. I praise God. It's reading, I tell you, if you got your Bibles, read along. Because it says this, now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. But did you know that a spoken word in us ain't no good if we don't take it and do it and apply it to our lives? Glory to God. You still can't bring forth fruit if you don't take that word of God and apply it to how you live. It's a guide. In glory, it's the one that'll take us through them pearly gates, and we can set our feet on the ministry to go. Friends, that's what I want more than anything, is when my feet touch that street of gold, I know I've made it home. Hallelujah, God. I'm waiting for a day when it calls my name. Hallelujah, because I know where my destination is. I know who bought me with a price. I know who I belong to. Praise God. And the fruit I bring, I want to bring it for Jesus. I want to bring it to the glory of God. Hallelujah. And if that ain't what you want, you better go back to the altar. Something's missing.
Amen.
He said, abide in me. Live in him. Live in the word of God. Because Jesus was the word. Abide in me.
Amen.
And I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye. Except ye abide in me. And glory to God. What he's telling us, we go out and we get saved, forgiven, and we go out and start trying to do good in the world. But if Jesus is not leading you to do that good, and it's not by his power and his spirit that you go out to do it, you still can't bring fruit to yourself. Glory to God. I remember I used to go across this road over here and pick our garden stuff and bring in. And you'd go up and there'd be this real pretty red tomato hanging on the vine. And you'd reach to get it, but on the backside it was rotten, and your fingers would go in it. Oh, it'd make me mad. I'd throw that old pretty tomato away. But you know what? That's what our fruit is like to God without him in it. We can't do it. It's not our righteousness going to get us there. The best you can do, the very best you can live, all these things you can go do, good and everything. But he said your righteousness is like filthy rags. You've got to have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And that's what brings forth the fruit, is God reaching out through you to the people you witness to, the people you preach to, the ones that you see that's down and oppressed and need lifting up. You run and do that and think you've done something. Glory to God. No, God done something through you. It's not us as really brings the fruit. It's him that has us as the branches that took that. He's the fruit one. He's the one that brings the fruit and multiplies it on the vine.
Man.
Glory to God. He said, I am the vine. We are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And here's what he said. I want to do what he said to you. He said, for without me, you can do nothing. Praise God.
Amen.
Today's church has got where they think, if I sing in the choir, if I put my money in, if I go out here and on a certain night of the week, we go visit two or three people, I've done so much good that God will have to let me in. If God didn't lead you to do it, if God ain't in you, it don't profit you nothing. You can't do nothing on your own. But the Bible says we can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengtheneth us. Glory. See, it's him that's got the power. It's him that's got what we need. It's him that lets us be a fruit bearers. It's him that takes his glory and his righteousness and imputes it to us. It's not ours that'll win through. But his will carry you all the way. And put your go by the hand of God now to get a hold of the hand of the devil or the things of the world. Praise God.
Mom.
What's that going to profit you when you leave this walk of life and you're supposed to be a branch growing from the vine of Jesus Christ? What's it going to profit you if you gain the whole world? Everything in it is in your name and belongs to you, and you run everything. If you die and you stand before it, what's that going to profit you if you stand there and your soul is lost?
Come on.
We're not like we used to when we get to praying. We get to worrying. I get to checking myself. I want God to know if there's one thing I've done wrong. I want him to forgive me and show it to me that I don't do it anymore. I don't make the mistakes I used to. Glory to God. Why? Because I've asked Jesus. I want more of him. I want him to purge me that this branch can bring forth much fruit. Because without him, I can't do nothing. And without him, you can't either. Because the word of God is the truth of God. It's the truth for the whole world. And he said the truth can set us free. We can be free from this thing of where we get all puffed up in ourselves because we've done something good. We ought to be puffed up because Jesus done something good in us. Praise God. I love this. I love this part. If a man abide
yes.
not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is
Amen.
Withered. And men gather them. Them men are the angels. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Because without
yes.
Jesus, friend, you're just lost as a goose. You ain't never found Amen. Salvation. You might have went and asked him to forgive you at one time, but if you don't then turn
right.
from your wicked ways and start walking in the Word of God, you will forever be lost, because without him, we
Amen.
Are not. We're not saved. You can't be sealed. You can't be sanctified. You've got to have Jesus living inside you. That's what sets you apart from this wicked and adulterous world that we live in today.
Yeah.
Glory to God. People go to church claiming to know Jesus. You never hear a peep out of them. I don't care who preaches, how they preach. If it's so full of anointing that people just sit and weep and getting up and praising God, can't sit still for the glory of God, and they can sit back there and never lift their hands, never open their mouth and say,
yeah.
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I glorify your perfect name. Oh, Lord, I want more of you. I want to feel this all the time, God. I want your spirit to live within me and to
yeah.
show me every time I go wrong, Lord, where I can correct myself and stand upright before you. I want to be perfect as you are perfect. I want to be holy, for you
Amen.
Are holy. God, I can't do it
yeah.
without your spirit that residing within me. And you say, oh, you're one of them holiness preachers. You're a Pentecostal preacher. You're talking about getting the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm a full gospel preacher. I just read the gospel to you. That's what the book says. And glory to God. You won't deny the word of God. You deny Jesus. If you won't deny the word, you're calling God a liar. And I can't do that, friend. I got to walk it like he said it. I got to live it and show it everywhere. And no matter when I go, I still got to be right with God. I still got to bring his fruit for him. Glory to God. I don't want his storehouse to run into the fruit that I'm bringing in. Praise God. But what if we all come to the knowledge of the fullness of God? And his spirit comes inside us. How much could we do to change this world then? But glory to God, no. It's just like when old Elijah went up on that mountain. And glory to God. He was up there praying. He said, I alone am left to serve God. And God spoke and said, no, you're not alone. I've saved a remnant unto myself. Glory to God. You see, we're not alone in this. We're not alone in it. There's still people out here that love God and put him above everything. They love the Lord Jesus, and they beg for it to move in their lives and to give them more, that they can do more. Praise God. You can't sit on the sideline and claim that part of the victory of when the team wins, can't you? You got to play the game, folks. We got to do something for God.
Amen.
We got to begin this wholeheartedly. We got to walk upright before men. We got to live holy
right.
and clean and blameless and spotless.
Amen. Come on.
Holy God, because they're looking to you to see your flaws, to see what's wrong with you, where they don't feel so bad about their situation in their life. And it's every Christian
yes.
out there.
Amen.
People's looking at you. They're seeing. If you really are hooked into the vine of Christ, they want to know, glory to God, if you've got what you say, or if you're just putting on airs, if you're claiming, look what I've done, look what
come
I can do, then you don't know Jesus.
Yeah, come on.
There's something wrong with
That's
you.
Right.
There's something deep down in your heart. You got a place where he should be, and you're trying to put you in it. And it won't work, friend. Glory to God. I can sell somebody that comes up and says, watch what I can do, and I'm going to turn my head. I don't care what you can do. I know what Jesus can do.
Right.
Glory to God. We've been
Amen.
Praying for these little babies, and them little babies are still alive,
yeah.
and they're gaining weight, and they're getting better.
Thank
and
you.
Old Satan, as sure as you get to bragging, here he'll come. He'll try to tear it back down. But Satan,
oh, yeah.
I gave you life. Jesus Christ and the power of God that you're a loser and you're a liar. And they will get better, and they will proceed to grow and to prosper. because the one that's sitting on the right hand of God is making intercession for them right now. Glory to God. We just got
glory to God.
Into the man. Because tonight, too many are letting go and getting weak and backed up. And said, I can't do nothing. And glory to God, they told the truth. I can't do nothing either. But through Jesus Christ, I can do just what he said. I can walk his word. I can live holy. I can live blameless. Hallelujah, God, before God and before men. And if you can't do that, how you plan on serving God and getting into the kingdom?
Come on.
And they answer that question tonight. He says this. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, friend, there ain't no greater promise in the word of God than telling me if his word abides me. That means in my life, in my doings, in what I do, how I guide myself, how I stay clean, how I stay holy. The word of God is what gives us direction and hope. And prosperity in God, through and getting ground, and not standing still, but moving up and getting closer to him and getting more of him and casting more of us to the side. Because in your flesh, even Paul said, in my flesh, there ain't no good thing in me. But praise God, thank Jesus, I don't live to the flesh. I live to his spirit. That's what guides me.
Amen.
And they'll carry me through to the end. And friend, you should be that way too. Because tonight I'm telling you this. Don't get burned. Don't get burned.
Amen.
God, they ain't going to get this. Now, praise God. Let me just flip back a page. I want to read this right here to you. It's in John 14. I'm going to read three verses there. And the first is verse 12. Says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Well, what?
Yes,
how are we going to do greater works if Jesus is going to the Father? Because he said, me and my Father will make our abode with you. They'll live within us. Glory to God. That new comforter, that sweet Holy Ghost that comes inside us, brings the power of God that we're able not just to stand, but to overcome all the tricks and lies and snares of the devil. Glory to God. We can be a triumphant people that we ain't worried about what this world's got. My God supplies my needs every time.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Never failed me.
Thank
I've
Jesus.
Never went hungry. I've never begged bread. Glory to God. And I'm telling you this, I never will. I've got a God that supplies. And here's what it says. That whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father
Amen.
May be glorified in the Son. Whatever we
yes.
do, in the name of Jesus, that God's going to do it. He might not do it on
yes.
the time.
Amen.
That we want him to. But if you'll stand in faith, believe in your prayer, went to the throne of God, hallelujah, he's going to move on it. There's something
yes,
going
he is.
There's a change coming. Praise God. The winds of providence, they call it. It'll come your way. Hallelujah. And the terror and the stuff that Satan tries to put on us, oh, this be nothing compared to the glory of God that can shine in our lives. But glory to God, read on down. It says this. I kind of like this, too.
Yes, amen.
If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus said he would do it.
Yes.
But he also said,
yes.
if
amen.
You love me, keep my commandments. That's if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, what did he just get through telling us on verse 15? He's the vine that we're growing out of. We're supposed to be growing in Jesus, he's supposed to be coming inside us that
Amen.
We can be fruit unto God as we're meant to be.
Yes.
Glory to God. Somebody prosperous unto the Father to glorify Jesus Christ, to
yes.
have him
Jesus.
In our lives in such a way that nothing in this world can tear us down. Glory to God. It's hard to get by. You tell me, I'm just a drawing a little old check off of government. and all this inflation and all this stuff. It's just tearing me up. I barely got enough money to make. But have you got enough? How many days have you went hungry? Thought you couldn't get food? How many days have you been without heat in your house and freezing to death? None. Come on now. Does Jesus not take care of his children? Does God not look down and smile on us because he knows we love him? Hallelujah. Does he not move in every situation and trial that comes our way? Oh, praise God tonight. Hallelujah. And we can't praise him. The Bible says all that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise God. Any time that your mouth blew open when you wasn't even thinking about it, and you just thought, praise the Lord. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for every day. And the breath I take, glory to God. I love you, Lord, because that ought to be coming out of your mouth. If you expect God to do everything you ask of him, because sometimes we ask stuff we shouldn't even ask for because we just want it in our lust.
Amen.
He says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that you may abide with you. How long? Forever.
Forever. Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to preach something to you. A lot of people may not get off in life this too well, but I'm going to tell you something. If you don't get the Spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost, to live well within you, I'm afraid that you're not going to make the trip. Because he said, if without me, you can do nothing. But with him, with his Spirit residing in us, you know what? I believe that we can ask anything. Glory to God. Especially the things that we think is impossible. Because faith is the substance of what we're hoping for, but it's also the evidence of what we hadn't seen happen yet. We know it's coming because we got a promise from Jesus. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Praise God. Do you believe that or do you not? Did he not come when you went to that altar and cried and asked him to forgive you? Did you not feel that weight come off of you? That's called sin. That thing that strangled you, that kept you from praying like you should, that kept you from going to church like you should, that thing that stopped you every time you mentioned Jesus to somebody, that's called Satan, folks. But when that's been removed, that yoke that was tied around, that yoke is broken. Them chains just fell away. Thanks God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that was willing to die to set us free from sin. Because glory to God. My Bible says this. All, every one of you, even me, even the biggest preacher in the world, has sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've got to come back and get down and cry out from our heart and our mouth. Cry out with your heart to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to seal you in this world. Sanctify you with his sweet spirit coming inside you. Clean you up. Purge you from your old sins. And glory to God, from that day on, you're to walk according to his word. What he said, you come to him claiming to love him. You come to him expecting him to forgive you. You come to him, I'm lost and undone. God, I've done so many things. Would you please forgive me? I want to turn my life around. Come into my life. Become part of it. And glory to God. If you feel that sin debt get off of you, half of them will get up and walk off and won't never seek God again.
Amen.
That's when you really need to get a hold of the vine of Christ and get grafted into it, and be a branch that grows on his vine. He said, without it, you can't do nothing anyway, so why not do what Jesus said? Why not follow the word of God? That's why I'm full gospel. I believe the word of God is anointed from on high. I praise God. It gives us direction. It gives us a direction. It helps us in a time of trouble. And just like Jesus, when he fasted 40 days and nights in the wilderness, then old Satan came, going to tempt and try him. Everything he did, Jesus would answer him with the word of God. And we can do the same. But first, you got to get this in your heart. It's got to be written. He said in the Bible, on the walls of our tabernacle. That's on the inside, folks, where it can't be erased. Praise God. And when we need that word, oh, Satan comes, we can tell him in the name of Jesus, get thee hence, Satan. You have no part, no parcel with me. I belong to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Because
right.
It said in the Bible, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, and he would flee from you. He's more
than
you. If you've got the Holy Ghost, then we should be a him, because we're the ones that have the power. If you're a member, glory to God. Over in Matthew, he sent the 70 out, praise God. And he told them, glory to God, wherever you go, you just do the things that I've told you to do. They go out and they come back. They're just tickled to death, shouting and waving their arms. Oh, even the devils was subject unto us. And he said, hey, you don't rejoice over that. You rejoice because your names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. That's what's going to matter in the end. Is your name there? Is it there tonight? Because praise God, how do you know you're going to be blessed with tomorrow? You don't know. Nobody knows. I don't know. Ain't a person around that knows they're going to wake up tomorrow. Not now. Praise God. But if you are, that's one more chance that God has given you to seek him out, to find the salvation that I'm preaching tonight. Glory to God. That salvation only comes when we're growing into Jesus and he's coming into us. That's the only way you can get it. I read it to you out of John 15. Praise the Lord. And here's what it said. He said, that spirit that comes, said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth within you, and shall be in you. Glory, what about that? That I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Well, who do you think's coming? That's the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Word of God that comes inside. That's why he can teach us all things. He knows what God said. He knows what you need. And when the hour comes, when you're crying out, trying to find help, and all them that tells you they love you, they're too busy, they won't answer the phone, I'm asleep, I'm in the bed, I can't come over right now. Praise God. But you'll find out if you keep calling around, you'll get a hold of some old Christian that's been in it a while. Praise God. Got growed up in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Is there other? I need you to come pray for me right now. You know, all right, let me get my clothes on. I'll be right there. Because you know when you get to crying on Jesus, there's an answer coming. There's relief coming.
Yes.
There's mercy coming. There's healing coming. Glory to God.
Amen.
We're victorious through Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord. The power that we can stop Satan in his tracks. He can't win this battle, folks, but he makes you think he can, don't he? Praise God.
Amen.
But I was telling you, I thought about this over here in Romans chapter 3. Because a lot of people today, when they get in church and they think that, I know you've seen them, they think they're just so high and mighty because they go to church and others don't. They can snub their nose at them, look down at them. They don't have nothing to do with certain people out here. Oh, I know they're this and I know they're that. I know they're this. Well, praise God, you think Jesus don't know it? And he sends you out. He said, go in the highways and the edges, compel them to come in. Glory to God. It ain't your place to judge them. They got to judge. They need somebody to help them. They need somebody to love them. They need somebody to reach out with the hand of God. Glory to Jesus. And touch them and let them know that there is a Savior that's got their mind and their heart. In his mind and his heart, praise God, that's looking out for him, and he'll send somebody to help you in your time of need every time.
Amen.
But they get to thinking they're this and they're that and they're above the rest. But here's what it says. It said, but in verse 21, chapter 3 of Romans, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there's no difference. So you see, Just because you got a position in the church, I'm going to tell you something. The little old woman that comes up there and barely can walk and sits down but always praising and singing to God, hallelujah, you ain't no better than her. You ain't no better than a rank sinner that comes in the door seeking salvation. You snub your nose at them. Guess what God's going to do to you? He's going to stick his nose up at you. You thought you was all that by yourself. You trusted your righteousness. You trusted your works and your deeds. But praise God, you wasn't worried about bringing forth the fruit that I want you to bring forth. You thought you'd done it all. And there's many, many we've got today doing it. But praise God, it says
that. Amen.
He said, for all have sinned. The best Christian in the whole world has sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we're being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Friend, stop there. Tonight, don't let nobody snarl their nose up at you. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't good enough to come to church here. Don't let nobody tell you you're less in the eyes of God than they are. Don't let nobody tell you I'm bigger with God than you are. But praise God, no. He said it didn't matter if it's a little finger, if it was a toe, a arm, a foot, a leg, whatever it was. We all part of the body of Christ. And it functions better when there's four of us. It moves stronger when there's more of us. And we ain't one of us no better than the other. All of us had to have Jesus Christ to get saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I can feel Him tonight. And glory to God. I know He's reaching out.
Praise God.
I can feel the hand of God stretching out through the airwaves right now. He's trying to touch someone. Won't you listen to that? Praise God. Open your heart up. He's crying to you right now. Reaching out. The Word of God is sent tonight because somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to know until they get hooked into Jesus. And they're doing His will, not their will. His way, not your way.
Amen.
And you're nothing. And you can't do nothing unless He lives within you and you live within Him. Well, what is He?
Amen.
He is the Word of God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. See, it wasn't about our righteousness, was it? What did He say? He said to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. What is that? Why did He put them three words there? He said remission of sins that are past. Well, what about the future? I've heard preachers preach this many times that once you're under grace, you're always under grace. That's up to you. That's up to how you live. That's up to how you follow the Word of God. If you stay in it or if you don't, oh, yes, you can fall from grace. Nothing, nobody, nowhere, no thing can bring you out of the grace of God. Only you can turn it away. Only you can be the one. Because He'd say, well, you can't, He ain't going to blot my name out. What He said in Revelation, He told them, repent. Lest I blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. People, you need to know the whole Word, because the whole Word will scare you sometimes into running into the arms of Jesus and exactly where He wants us to be. Praise the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
To declare, I say it this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. It ain't everybody going to be justified just because they cried out. It ain't everybody that's going to follow the Word of God. It ain't everybody that God can use to do things. But praise God, everybody that's got Jesus and His Spirit, there's a calling on your life. Well, I ain't no talker. I can't speak to people. You can be a prayer warrior. You can get the gifts of God, have the gift of healing. A glory to God, a gift of prophecy, whatever it may be, but glory to God. You can be used for God, but you got to want to be used. You got to be available to be used. You got to be like like Isaiah. Glory to God over when the Lord was speaking, and he said, whom shall we send in her name? And Isaiah spoke up and said, send me. Send me. He wanted to be the one. He wanted to go forth for God. He wanted to do something. He wanted to bring forth fruit. Glory to God. Don't let your fruit dry up on the branch. Glory to God. Let him purge you. Let him get more fruit out of you. Because tonight, without that fruit, friend, we're going to die. We're surely going to die. And when we do, he'll be waiting on us. It's down there right now. And it's filling up with the people that's rejected God in this generation. They don't want to hear nothing about Christians anymore. They want them shut up, be silent, take the Ten Commandments out of our sight. I don't want to hear the name of Jesus. Well, they'll have to kill me. I'm not going to quit saying it. I'm not going to quit praying in his name. I'm not going to quit crying out to him, glory to God, when I need help, when I need strength, when I need power, glory to God, because he's right here. He's in me. And praise God, if he's not in you, friend, you need help tonight. You need the Holy Ghost. We need his spirit residing in us that we're able to go forth, hallelujah, God, and break down the strongholds of Satan, wherever they may be. I don't care if it's in Washington, D.C. We need to pray them spirits out.
Yes, amen.
They're trying to pervert our children. They're trying to, well, they do it now. They carry little kids in there and put drag shows in front of them. Why? Why do you want to pervert these children? Why do you want to hurt them and keep them from God? Why do you want to teach them evil? Because they're evil. Because their thoughts are continually evil. They think of ways to hurt the people of God, to stop their children from following in daddy and mama's footsteps and being saved and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. See, they don't want that. They're trying to stop it. But tonight, I declare a freedom from this mess. We're going to have to start as one. The church of Jesus has got to go to praying and seeking God to stand up one more time in our defense and to stop this before it ruins everything that God has built in America. This country wasn't founded on riches. It wasn't founded on the Boston Tea Party or the Revolution or the Civil War. It was founded on Christianity. Glory to God.
Yes.
The Judeo-Christian religions. Praise God. That's what it was founded on. But we've walked away as a people. We've left. Glory to God. Our first love. And as a nation, we need to come back home and come to the first love. Hallelujah. That founded this great nation. And hallelujah. Guess what? It was God. And the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. There ain't nothing else going to matter in the end. Praise God, but are you saved or not? Have you got Jesus or not? Have you asked him to be the Lord and Savior of your life? Because without him, you can't do nothing. I read it to you, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Ooh. I want to read just a little bit about why we need the Spirit, another thing we need him for. And this comes from chapter 8 in Romans, and I'm going to read verse 25 and 26, I think. It said, but if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. In other words, our faith has come. It's come. I prayed it. I prayed it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And I didn't just pray thinking he'd do it. I prayed knowing he would do it. Praise God.
Yes.
And it says this, likewise, spirit that's supposed to be in you also helpeth our infirmities, our sicknesses, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Glory to God. Do you understand that the Spirit that lives in you is crying out to God? He needs help. They need help. Right now, they need your strength. There's this failing God. They're crying out to you. And the Spirit goes to telling God just what you need, what's going on in your life, how bad that you're seeking more of Jesus and less of you. Glory to God. You got hooked up into that vine of Christ, and you're a branch, and you're getting weighed down with fruit. Glory to God. Well, just keep bringing fruit, because there's going to be one come by and start gathering. He's going to start gathering that fruit. Praise God. But think about this. Nowhere in this Bible does it say that the kingdom of God had to be broadened out, had to become bigger. But it said hell enlarges itself.
Amen.
Every day. There's people that I could preach to from now to my dying breath, and they would never accept Jesus because they'd have to let go of their self to get a hold of him. Well, friend, I got news for you. If you was all that great, we'd be worse than you. But you can't do nothing for us. You can't heal the sick. You can't give sight to the blind. You can't make the lame. You can't cleanse leprosy. Glory to God. You can't heal somebody with cerebral palsy. But Jesus did. Glory to God. He raised the dead more than a time or two. And glory to God. He met five lepers one of their ten. And he healed all of them. And one come back to praise. You see what I'm saying? Are you the one that's going to come back and praise God? Or are you going to be like the nine and just take off? I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm going to go swim today. Because I had faith enough to believe. But they didn't get what they needed. But the one come back to Jesus and worshiped him and sought his favor and sought the glory of God to be brought forth from his mouth, that he could witness, that he could testify who it was that cleansed me, who it was that loved me enough to make this great difference in my life. Glory to God. You see, that's what he's asking of you. If he'll forgive your sins, clean your life up, take your sin stains and blot them white as snow. Praise God. Guess what? He'll also help you out when you need it. You be the one, though, that comes back. Thanks God. Because there's too many. I said it the first time. They go to these churches where they got so many in there, they may be 30 goes to the altar. The preacher stands up above them and preaches, talks a little in the microphone. Y'all repeat after me if you want to get saved. Friend, it don't work that way. I cannot repeat. I might give you an idea of how to pray, but I cannot pray for your sin because I don't know your sin. That preacher don't know your sin. That's going to be between you and the Lord. And glory to God, he'll know true repentance when he sees it and hears it. Glory to God, because I don't believe you're going to go to that altar and get down and pray and receive forgiveness and get up still dry-eyed. I don't believe it works that way. I believe you got to come just like it said in the Bible, and with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, a spirit that's looking down on its own self. A contrite spirit is a repentative spirit, one that's sorrowful for what they've done, the life they've led. You got a broken heart. Because you know how you failed God, how you've let go of your first love, seeking after the love of the world.
Mom.
But praise God, the one that comes back to worship Jesus and give theirself to him, praise God. And the Bible says that's just our reasonable sacrifice, is to come back and give ourselves to the service of the Lord. Praise God. I ain't had one moment that I've regretted since I come to Jesus Christ. But friend, I can look back further than that. And there's many, many, many things that I regret ever doing. But praise God, the Lord of heaven and earth, he forgave this old boy. I just asked him. I begged him. I pleaded with him, crying down my knees out here. And glory to God, he heard me from heaven and had mercy on me and forgave me my sins. And there's nobody out there. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. You more than likely have never done nothing no worse than what I did. And if he loved this old boy enough to forgive him of everything I did, he will forgive you too. I read that, glory to God. He don't throw the clay away. He puts us back on the wheel and starts working the work in us again and make us, glory to God, as suits him. Praise God. But you got to be willing for him to work on again. But praise God. Yeah, he forgave you. Bless God. He forgave you. What are you going to do from then on? Because you can just keep walking in sin, and you'll need forgiveness again. You cannot seek out his face and his spirit, and guess what? You won't never be hooked in the vine, and you can't do nothing. But praise God. But tonight, you got an opportunity given to you by the Most High God And if you'll worship his son and fall down and seek his spirit to come into your life, you can be eternally saved, sealed, sanctified, set apart, become a peculiar person. What's a peculiar person? The things of this world don't interest me. I can't take them with me when I go. He said, naked you come into this world, and naked you're going to leave it. That means without nothing, you ain't going to carry no load of wealth with you. It's going to be somebody else's. But my salvation will never be yours, and yours will never be mine. It's a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a relationship through the Holy Ghost that reaches the throne of God, that prays for us when we're sick and afflicted and things are coming on us. Said the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Praise God, don't you want that? Don't you want somebody that knows how to pray a perfect prayer before God? Well, the Spirit does that. And if the Spirit's not in you, glory to God, you got nobody left to send that kind of prayer but yourself. Can you pray perfect? Can you pray every time in the will of God, knowing that it's perfect before God? Well, the Spirit can, but we can't.
Yes.
We'll get that.
Amen.
That what we want will get up in them prayers. That what we think we need will get up in them prayers. And we ask God, God, I don't want nothing that don't please you for me. I don't want nothing that would slow me down in my progress toward home. I don't want nothing that would hinder me from doing your will. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you this, people. I don't know who you are, but this hit me. If you're going to church, every time you go, pray that I'll stay in the Lord's will. That's up to you. They can pray all they want. They can pray till they're blue in the face. But the one that's got to keep you in God's will is you. And you can't know his will but by the Spirit. So how are you going to do it? How are they going to pray for you? They pray, Lord, put her in your will and let her know you will. They can pray that, but they can't pray. Pray I stay in his will. You got to get there first. And you can get there by the Spirit.
Amen.
And you won't have to have nobody pray for you to keep you in God's will. God's Spirit will keep you in his will. His Word will keep you in God's will. That Word of God, I'm telling you what, when it gets in here, praise God, it can't help but be seen. That's how we're the light of the world. We're the light of the world because Jesus lives inside us. I guarantee
Amen.
You, I couldn't light up a real small closet by myself. But with Jesus Christ, I can be a light unto the world and show them, yeah, there's a better way to live. No, I'm not a rich man. No, I don't have much money. I make it month to month. But praise God, I make it. I've never failed. I've never went hungry. I've never been sleeping out the cold because I got a God that loves me. I got a God that I love, that I seek, that I pray to, that I read about and study. Glory
Thank
to God.
Lord.
I want to be approved of God. If I'm approved of God, guess what? I'll be in his will. What he
Amen.
Saying? Study my word to show yourself approved. A workman.
Yeah.
Worthy. This hour. People tonight, are you worthy to be called a branch and the vine of Christ? Think what a glorious thing it is to be given to us. That we can be called a branch in the vine of Jesus Christ, the Lord
yes,
Savior of everything, the Creator. This world was made by Jesus. Did you know that? Because
yes.
God spoke it into existence. And Jesus is the Word of God. I say that again because I want to drill it home. You know, people, I don't study my Bible like I used to. Well, you better. It's still the Word of God. It's still got
Amen.
It's still got the way to escape hell in it. It's still got a way that you don't have to stand
yes.
in judgment. You can hear him say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. You don't have to walk up there with fear and trembling. Oh, Lord, I hope I make it. Oh, I hope my good outweighs my bad. It don't work that way. You got Jesus in you
Amen.
Or you don't. That's what it's
right.
going like. I don't preach this because I don't believe this denomination or that denomination or that one over there. I believe all of them is going to have people that love the Lord and sought him out that's going to come out and go in. Oh, but these cults, and I'm not naming them. A lot of people know what they are. I'm not naming them. It's not my place to judge. My place is to bring the Word of God. Because, glory to God, it said, faith comes by hearing. Hearing
yeah.
by the word of God. And how can they hear unless there be a preacher? How can you preach unless you've been sent by the Spirit and led by the Spirit of Almighty God? Hallelujah, God. Because he is in here. He's going to come out through the words of God. It's never my word. I don't believe I've got a word that can save you from hell. But I know that in this book, in this King James Bible, there's word that can keep you from falling into that lake of fire, that can keep you in the will of God, that can keep you in the favor of God, that can keep you in the mercy of God, that can keep you in the love of God. Without the Spirit. I'll say one more thing. Comes out of fourth chapter of John when he's talking to the woman at the well. And he said, them that worship the Father, it's a commandment, must worship him in spirit and truth. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I want y'all to dwell on this. I'm going to leave you on this. How can you claim to know the Lord is your Savior, to claim to worship God, when he said you must do it in the Spirit, and yet you've never received the Holy Ghost, never had the anointing come inside you? How do you claim that without what he said you must have? I want y'all to sleep on that. Think about that. I don't care what denomination you are. It ain't going to hinder you from going to the church you like. But go there with the Spirit of God is. Go there prepared to meet Jesus. Because I want to ask you something. If he comes in the morning at the break of day, are you going to be ready to meet him? Are you going to be ready to go home? Or are you going to be one of them, like that movie that come out, Left Behind? Because the ones that's left behind, according to Revelation, there's going to be 7 vials filled up with the wrath of God. It's going to be poured out on them. And this earth then, it's going to be burned up. Down to the very elements are going to be gone. Where will you be? Friend, don't go to sleep tonight unless you know where you live with Jesus. Are you living in his will? Or are you serving him your way? Are you full of your righteousness? Or are you full of the righteousness of Christ? Because that's going to make your difference. That's going to determine where you spend your eternity. I preach this hard because I know right now we don't have long to work. I believe time's winding up real fast. I believe when you see the evil things coming in this world like we've seen in the last couple of years, you pretty well know if it come all that fast and here it is upon us, all these things, all these troubles, all these trials, all these tribulations, all this trying to destroy our kids, all that stuff, then you know it won't be long. Jesus is not going to leave us down here in nothing.
Amen.
And I pray to God, believe I will pray to God. If y'all will, wherever you at, bow your heads with me. And if you've never known him as Savior, cry out with me tonight. Pray as I pray. Just bow your head and tell him, Lord, I love you. I've always loved you. Maybe I've failed you throughout the years. I've never fully come to you. I've never fully surrendered. But the Word of God says my body should be the temple of God. That's where he works.
Amen.
In me. And I've got to be clean for that. Lord, clean me up. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight. I come in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, don't come in weakness, but I come in power. The power of faith, the power of understanding, the power of the light of God shining in my life. And Lord, I know that there's no one out there that you'll throw away. For your word said, all them that come unto me, I will in no wise cast you out. So don't think you've went too far. Don't think you can't be saved. Don't think you can't be set in the will of God for the rest of your life. Don't think you can't be sealed up and the sin kept on the outside that the glory of God might dwell on the inside. Because he's with you. Hey, right now, if you'll pray, Lord, I come to you with all I've got, my full heart. I ask your forgiveness. I ask you, Lord, to take my sins away. Wash me in your precious blood. Lord, give me the grace and mercy that you died to give us all. Lord, let me serve you from this day forward. Because the word said, this forgives me of the sins of my past. But God, I don't want to sin no more. I want to be led by your spirit. I want to be blessed by your presence. I want to be able to help others to find the way that I found tonight. And God, I pray that if one gets saved this night, that they will text us, write us, put it on the screen there, write it in for us. Let us know that something happened in your life and in your soul.
Yeah.
Because we want to be encouraged. It says in the Word of God that the angels will rejoice over one sinner that comes to repentance. And God, we want to know where we can rejoice with them. And glory to God. I praise God for everyone that listens. And I ask your blessings upon them, God. I ask if they're trying to serve you and they may have found a hard time, a hard place in their life, God, I ask you to send them that help they need, that they can stay on that straight and narrow path that leadeth unto salvation and true mercy in God. Lord, I pray that the ones that are hooked into your vine won't be broken off and cast down and then put into that fire. I pray that they stay firm, holding on and bringing fruit for you, bringing glory to the Lord of glory, to the King of kings. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, the Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
You know what? I told you I can't hardly pray and not get the wet eyes because I know who I'm praying to. I've seen them come in church and get down and just pray for a long time. They get up, but they haven't got a tear in their eye. And I get to thinking, you know, them dry prayers probably not going too far. But when you pray from right here, it'll work a miracle in your eyes and the water will run down your cheeks.
Yeah.
And it'll put a little on you. And it'll make you know that you were seeking it with your heart. Friend, if you prayed that prayer tonight, let us know. Let us know if we can maybe talk to you and encourage you some. Because of my kids.
Yeah.
As soon as you go to serve in Jesus, old Satan comes around. You didn't get that. You ain't this and you ain't that. Says, no, I'm not. But through Jesus Christ, I'm all I need to be. That's what you tell him. And it'll put him down that road. He can't deal with a child of God. And he can't cross that bloodline. I love you until we get to come again. Love y'all and God bless. Sister Betty, I'll turn it back to you.
Praise the Lord. Do you have any prayer requests?
Just remember, Mama. Remember my lost children, grandchildren. And remember Freddie, my brother-in-law, Freddie Lindley. He's having a pretty bad time, but that arthritis got really bad in him really quick. He had a lot of days he barely can walk with a cane. It's already got on him that bad. And I know the one that can unlock the secret to that and bring healing.
Amen.
And I believe that he will. I've got a grandson that's in drug rehab. I've got my niece's boy that's in prison for drugs. And I'd love to see their lives changed. And be not to
Amen.
Be, won't be going to renew in how many more drugs they can get, but how much more Jesus they can get. I'd love to see God move in them this Christmas season and let them get the miracle of salvation in their lives. Because it is a miracle.
Amen.
When he works in you and you can't figure out why he ever loved me that much. And it's just because he is Jesus. And he loves us all that way. And it's not his will to prepare, but we come to repentance, people. God bless.
Yes.
Love all of you. Till I get to come again, you know, I'm always praying that God blesses you and keeps you and carries you through our seasons that's coming up. Because it's going to be a time coming before long. I don't know if we're going to be able to afford Christmas and Thanksgiving. I'll turn it back to you, sister.
Okay, I appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. That was a good word, and we just trust and obey that God's done something here tonight. I know that he has, because his word said that it would not return back void, but it would accomplish what it was sent forth to do. So I know that God's doing something here tonight for somebody. And everybody, just keep your minds upon the Lord. And we're going to have Kim come around and sing some more songs. And Then I'll give out some prayer requests, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer. So Tim's going to come around and sing some songs, so just keep your mind up on the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, well, I see what's wrong. Excuse me. I unplugged the wire, and that's what happened there. Sometimes I have to listen through on headphones to see if it's going through, because it looked like our connection was going off earlier, and we didn't, so I'm back now.
Among them, there's a deep sound from their south. He's and get to be Lord and Jesus for salvation. It's as simple as ABC. A, admit you are a sinner, because all have sinned, says Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8 says that we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we must repent of our sin. B, believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and the rose from the grave, according to Scriptures. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We cannot say rebel. Salvation is a gift, and it is provided by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, which is Ephesians 2:8. Sin, confess. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess Christ before men. Matthew 10:32 says, whosoever thou pours out confess me before men, him I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just as I am, thou wilt receive,
friends that are coming in from Tulsa, Oklahoma for a revival tomorrow, starting tomorrow. Their names are Brother Tony and Sister Carolyn Rogers, and they will be at 391 Hickory Grove Road in Madisonville. It's Hickory Grove House of Prayer, 391 Hickory Grove Road, Madisonville, Tennessee, and the revival will start at 7 p.m. nightly, and we're going November the 18th through the 20th, Friday through Sunday. So if you can come on out and be with us, you'll be blessed. These are wonderful men and women of God. We want everybody to be remembering little Callie, Rachel Roberts' little daughter. She's been in the hospital ever since she was born. She weighed a pound and something when she was born. And she's up to 3 pounds and something now. And she's back on a vent right now, and they're giving her antibiotics, and they're withholding her feedings right now. So just pray that God will touch the baby. The devil's a liar. The Lord let her live, and I know that he's going to continue to touch her and heal her. So just pray for her and her family, and just pray that the infection that's in her body's got to go, and that she'll be able to breathe on her own and everything.
Amen.
And just want to thank God for the other two little babies. They're doing well, that we prayed for. This is just an attack of the devil here, and we're believing that God's going to touch this baby and bring it on out. Remember my brother Larry, he needs prayer and he needs healing. Let's remember all the homeless in this cold weather, that they'll have a place to go to keep warm. Pray for all the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails. Remember all the sick, all the ones that need salvation. All of us have family members, I know, that are not saved, that we need to be praying really earnestly for. And just thank God for the ones that have given their lives to the Lord, and for the ones that's going to. And Just remember Jeff and his wife tonight and his family. And just pray that they'll continue on with the Lord and grow in the Lord.
Amen.
And let's remember our pastor tonight. He's been preaching for nearly a week now, every single night, and he don't just talk it, he preaches it. So, I mean, he's wore out in his body, and he's needing strength, and he's also needing healing from the congestion that's going on in his chest. So remember him tonight, that God will just touch him and give him strength and raise him up. And let's pray for all the preachers out there and all the churches that are really trying to lift up the name of Jesus and trying to preach the word of God. And let's remember Hannah. She's expecting a baby, and she's got a blood clot, and she's got pneumonia, and she's got two little kids at home also. So remember her. And remember Bill and Jackie Yates. Bill's been going through some stuff in his body, and we're believing the Lord for a miracle. So just remember him. Remember all the ones at Cleveland Church, and also here at the church here in Madisonville, that God will continue to touch the ones that need to be, or Englewood, I should have said, instead of Madisonville, Shoal Creek, Full Gospel Tabernacle. Remember the ones over there that need healing in their bodies, and the ones that need to get closer to the Lord, and the ones that don't know the Lord. Just pray that God will get a hold of them.
Amen.
And we just give God praise for everything that he's doing. And want everybody to remember my brother-in-law and my sister in prayer, that God will just work things out, and that they'll be where they need to be with the Lord.
Amen.
And I want everybody to continue to pray for me. I'm needing some healing in my body, and I know God's the healer, and I know that he'll do it if we just pray and believe.
Amen. Yes, he will.
So, we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. And Brother Miles, you want to lead it?
All right, sister.
Jesus.
Father God, we come before the throne of God tonight in the name of Jesus. Because you said to ask what we would, and you would do it. Father, we ask you tonight to touch all
these people.
The ones in the hospitals, the ones in the nurses, the people we've called the names tonight, we think the healing in the body. Dear Father, we ask you in the sweet name of Jesus that you'd reach down and touch each one of them tonight. Dear God, to heal them and lift them up, God. Hallelujah. To free them from their sins and to set them up, Lord, and fill them up with the Spirit of God to lead and guide them, assure them that the help is there whenever they need you, Lord. Dear God, I ask you to move on Sister Betty in her body, Lord, to let the healing of God come. Let's move from Brother Billy and Bonnie in her eyes, God. Don't Brother Willie,
whatever going on, Lord,
but bless
you'll
him,
continue
God.
To touch
Lord,
him.
Move on Brother Don and help him, God, God to get the rest he needs, Lord. The many, many things he's got to do for you, Lord.
Jesus,
dear God, we ask you that you be with us. Help us to do better, Father. Dear God, I ask you to move on that baby. I pray, California. Dear God, to touch that baby, Lord. The devil's a liar. And he's speaking death. You said the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we speak life unto that baby. We speak healing unto their sickness. And dear God, we ask in your mighty name that you'd reach down and touch that child right now. Lift her up, God. That she can go home with mother and daddy and have a good life, Father God. Lord, we ask you for all these that are lost undone tonight that don't know you as Savior. The one that's got everything
in the name of Jesus,
Lord, and they see no need for you. But dear God, everything that we've got,
kill her, Lord,
God.
This blood clot with man's blood clot,
everything
we lack,
God has, and you've got to answer right now to move in the Lord, Father God. So let this word go out to touch the hearts, the minds, and the souls of them throughout the nations, Lord, around the world, that they can hear this, Lord, and give you glory, because they know you are the author and the finisher of their faith, Father.
Lord,
the true power is of God. Lord, these countries, like they have such a
delivering from those drugs, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak.
And Lord, we say in the name of Jesus that all these prayer requests will be fulfilled, Father. Because we speak by, we don't speak death, we speak healing, and we speak faith. Lord, we are saved and saved. You're the one that came down and died for us. But you
all
took
the
stripes,
God,
from
you, Lord.
Lift
ready,
up,
God.
Father God.
We
because
pray,
right
God,
now they need more than they need anything. More than they need to have a doctor in the world. They need to eat it, God. They need to have a manager. And move on. Praise the Lord. He said, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And I say again, I'm not just because I believe in holiness, I believe in pureness, I believe in living clean, praise God, but my Bible tells me, hallelujah, that without his Spirit, I cannot be none of his. His Spirit is what brings us up. His Spirit is what sanctifies us. His Spirit brings the power to us to withstand the devil and to cast devils out. Glory to God. You think you're going to do that in your flesh? You think you can withstand all the tricks and snares of the devil walking in the flesh? Oh, no. Glory to God. He said if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. And people, I want to know who I belong to, whether Jesus Christ or Satan. It ain't but two, glory to God, ain't but two people you can choose. One of them's the devil. That's a liar, and he's a thief and a robber. He goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And without the Spirit of God, he will eat your soul. He'll take you into that lake of fire where he can torment you forever and ever. But glory to God. The Spirit of Christ is the deliverance of Christ. It's the being set free from the law of the flesh. Glory to God. To live up to the Spirit of God. To lift up Jesus Christ by his Spirit that dwelleth in us. That gives us power. Glory to God. Over all the power of the enemy. He can no wise hurt you. He can't harm you. He can't make you sin. He can't do these things that people says. I've heard them in church saying the devil had me do this, and the devil has had me doing this. No, that's your flesh that fell weak to the tricks of Satan and the lies he's telling. But if you get the Spirit of God, you won't fall for the junk and the lies of that evil devil. Right. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He does not love you. He hates you because you're a child of God. But glory to God, you got to be adopted into the family of God to become the child of God that you was meant and created to be. Praise the Lord. Here's what it says. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You see, without that Spirit, we can't claim to be righteous. I just read it to you, that the Spirit is life because of righteousness. That's what he brings when he comes inside us, is the righteousness of God. It's what lives in us and gives us the power to stand before all the world and proclaim the name of Jesus. I used to. Now, back when I was younger, before I went to preaching, I did not like to talk in front of people. I was quiet and laid back because I didn't want to get up and say anything in front of people. But when Jesus Christ really come into my life and the Spirit of God come inside, I got a mouth. I don't want to hush. I want to tell you more about my Lord and about my Savior. I can tell you about how many times he's delivered me and my wife. Glory to God, when she was alive, we'd be out of money. It seemed like, didn't look like there's no way out. And glory to God, he would make a way when there seemeth to be no way. That's the God I serve. I serve him by spirit, not in the flesh. My flesh can't please him. But the Spirit that dwelleth in me, glory to God, I can please Jesus. I can live for the Lord. I can be somebody for God. And you can too. You can say, well, I don't know about all that. I don't know if I could do anything for God. If you get the Spirit, a friend, he'll give you just what you need to go out and bring forth the fruit that he expects us to be somebody that he looks, glory to God, down on you with love in his eyes. Look at my servant. You remember old Job in the Bible, the devil come by and accusing people and all that. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? Job wasn't worried about the flesh. He was wanting to live to the Spirit of God. God had come down on him. He knew it. He knew who he served. And the glory to God, he had the power no matter what happened. All the boils and sores that come on. His kids got killed. Everything he had was destroyed. The only thing he had was him and his wife. And his wife said, curse God and die, Job. Just curse God and die. He said, you speak like a foolish woman. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Glory to the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, that's what he was saying. No matter what, I'm going to praise God. He gave it to me. It was his to start with. I didn't make it. He made it, and he gave it to me. If I lose it, he'll give it back. And glory to God. When Job stood his ground, he gave it back to him doubled on everything. His daughter had everything. That was the most beautiful in the whole land. Glory to God. Got his family back. Got all his possessions back and more because he stood for God.
Yeah.
He had a spirit in him that wouldn't fail, wouldn't quit, wouldn't let down, wouldn't let go. Friend, our flesh will give out on us. Our flesh will grow weak.
Right.
Glory to God. But the Spirit of God ain't got no weakness in it. It ain't got no let up. It ain't got no quit to it. And it'll be with you forever. It'll carry you through them hard times, the times when you don't know what you're going to do. You can't see a way out. But he is our escape. It's through the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And he wants to dwell in you. And he wants to dwell in us all. But praise God, many have shut the door on him. You remember in Revelation, there when he's talking, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up unto me, I'll come inside. He wants to come inside you and sup with you and you with him. Glory to God. He wants to feed your soul. Hallelujah. Something that'll carry you through forever. Praise God. Not something just for today, but for forever. He wants to be part of you and with you, help you, be your guide, your teacher, your help in a time of need, your strength when you're weak. Glory to God. Your healer when your body's tore up. Your redeemer when your soul needed salvation. He's the one that comes to you. He's the one that lifts us up. He's the one can carry us all the way home. Praise God. If you don't have that spirit, I'll be just like this. You don't have God.
Oh,
you had it. I'll read it one more time for you, though. Verse 9, chapter 8, Romans. But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of you. You cannot claim to be a child of Christ, that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and not have his Spirit, because the Word of God said plainly, if you don't have his Spirit, you are none of his. You're going to be left out. When things of glory to God start falling apart, this whole world decaying and crumbling, everything's gone, we're going to be the ones to go up that's got the Spirit. But the ones that refuse the Spirit, the ones that thought their righteousness would be good enough to win them through, you remember what chapter 7 of glory to God in Matthew said? He said, in that day, many will come before him and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? Didn't we do all this in your name? And he'll look at them. He'll say, I never knew you because my spirit never became part of your life. You never let me on the inside. You said you wanted me. You said you loved me. And everything you done in yourself. You did nothing in me. That's
Amen.
What's coming down. The road is getting close, folks. And if we're not living to the Spirit, you're going to die. And if you remember what Jesus said, he said, them that believe in me shall never die. But to believe in him is to want his Spirit, to long for him, to be part of you. Hallelujah. That you got something around you. It's like a big hedge. And old Satan can't get through you because the Spirit of God dwells in you. He can't lay his hand on that. That'll burn him up. He can't stand for the Spirit of God to be in somebody because that's somebody he can't fool with. And people right now today, we need the Spirit more than we need bread to live on. We need the Spirit of God or our soul is going to perish and go into the fire. But praise God, because before long, I believe we're going to listen and we're going to hear the trump of God sound. And when we do, I'm going to leave here. And if you ain't got that Spirit, I'll wave goodbye maybe, but I doubt it. I figure my gaze will be fastened on the Lord because that's where I'm going. How about you? You can't get there without the Spirit because you don't belong to Jesus without his Spirit within you. That's the Bible. That's the Word of God. You can argue with me. You can get mad at me for preaching it. But it's not my word. It's his word. That's right in the word. Glory to God. That's exactly what it says. And friend, if you don't believe it, I can't help you. But if you trust the word of God, if you trust that that is the instruction book to salvation, then you need the Spirit of God in your life, and you need him tonight. He's called the Holy Ghost. All through the New Testament talks about the Holy Ghost. Even in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John said, I indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but the one come after me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to buy, he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Friend, have you had the fire of God put down in your soul? Glory to God, like Jeremiah, he was going to shut up and not say nothing else for God. And he said, I can't. There's a fire shut up in my bones. Well, that's that same fire that Jesus baptizes us with, that spirit that he gives us as the Holy Ghost. And friend, without it, how are you going to say, I belong to Christ? Oh, I love the Lord. When he told you plainly, if you don't have my spirit, you're none of mine. I'm going to leave you.
Amen.
But I want you to think about this. I'm one of them, I told you before, I'm not real book smart, but I've got common sense. Common sense tells you that if the Word of God says you can't be part of what I come back for and I died for without my spirit within you, then how do you think you can pray in the Holy Ghost? How do you think that you can prophesy or have the gift of healing or the gift of helps to go out and help people find their way to Jesus? How are you going to do any of that if you don't even know him as your Lord and Savior? And that, you know what? I always like to do this. I'll give that to you to think on. But if you understand what I said and read that verse, you're going to find out just what a need you have for the Spirit of God, the sweet Holy Ghost, to come into your life. And you can say, I don't really have a gift to do nothing for God. You will have. Because the gifts and callings of God, once they come upon you, they're without repentance. He'll never take it back. He'll give it to you to go and prosper and bring forward that fruit we preached about tonight. Something that he enjoys seeing it coming out of your life. And when you get stand before him, you won't be like it said over in the 7th chapter of Matthew, I never knew you. He'll look at you and smile. Welcome in, my good and faithful servant. Friend, if you don't want to hear that, you'll never make it to heaven. But if you long to hear them words, well done, them two words, well done, then if you won't hear that and you long for it, you need the Spirit. The only way we can please Jesus is in the Spirit. Only way we can worship God. Now, I love you, I love you. But I want you to think on that if you haven't got the Spirit in your life. I'll turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to read real quick a few little verses. Brother Miles got on my subject over here, or my verse over here, and I'll read it again. Goes to show you that we're in the same spirit.
Amen.
I'm going to read Matthew 7, starting with verse 16. And I'm going to go through about 23. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit shall we know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, depart from me, ye worker, ye that work iniquity. And I just want to leave this thought right here with you. I would rather the Lord say to me, welcome in, thou good and faithful servant, than him to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So we better bring forth good fruit. We better have the Spirit of God in us. Well, our time has come and gone, and we just want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We just will pray for everybody, and y'all pray for us. And we'll see you next week from next Thursday from 6 to 8 USA Eastern Standard Time. So just tell all your family and friends about it. Share out the broadcast, and we'll say good night. God bless. We love y'all.
Good night, y'all. Love y'all. Love everybody.
Good night. Love y'all.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.